Blog Talk Radio.
Every day a star is born.
You better believe
it.
Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-T-M. Hey.
B-O-T-M. My wife Carla started, seen Ronnie do it. Sweet T and Say too, they came through. Taking their debut in the recession, showing us how to make do. In the middle was heavy, but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey Love crying from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow, we play for fights. Maximize potential, we shape your life. Time ain't never wasted. They got blogs with guided meditation. Rise above it all, at least. Navigating through this Middle East. It's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of Greece. The radio media is a Maverick Tudor. With Grandma dripping Don Adams Jr.
Y'all know what it is, man.
B-O.
In the building, building.
Every day is a star.
B-O.
Hey, family, welcome to another edition of the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. And guess what, family? We got another great lineup for you tonight. Something really interesting. I know y'all been waiting. I know you've been waiting, because I've been waiting, too. With that being said, family, let's take it to a quick song break, and I want to come back and welcome you. You know how we do. Right over there, Knight Rider.
Thank you.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Ain't nothing like setting the mood right, family. What you think? I know what you're thinking because I know you're listening. How's everybody doing tonight? I want to welcome you all to another edition of the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. You know, y'all know, as always, I like to thank you for your time because you know what? That's the most precious commodity that we all have is our time. And when you all decided to give it to me, I want you to know I appreciate it because I know it's a million other things everybody could be doing. So much love to you, family, for sharing your time with me. Let me give out my normal acknowledgments to Carla B., Ronnie, the first lady of GPT, a.k.a. Wonder Woman. Now, don't tell her I said that, y'all. Sweet T, and, of course, Queen G. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to reach us, you can do so at www.eotmradio.com, or you can go to the www.queensofinternetradio.com site. And our studio call-in line tonight, as always, is 718-664-6543. I'm going to say it again, 718-664-6543. And my personal email address where I will open up BlackBerry letters as we go, Don Adams Talk Show at EOTMradio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the chat room is open tonight. It is open, and I am looking for your comments for tonight's subject. Let me give you the highlights of the show. Phil, I'm going to share some interesting articles with you tonight about the topic. Oh, did I say the topic already? Of course not. Family, tonight we're talking about marijuana, Mary Jane. Should it be legal or should it not be legal? That's a hot topic that, you know, some folks up in the legislative branches have decided to tackle. And I want to keep you all abreast on how that fight is going. Marijuana, should it be legal or should it not be? So let me give you all some of the highlights of the show tonight. Family, I'm going to share with you some interesting articles, yes, on marijuana, the usage and the known usage and the history of it. Also, I want to share with you, family, some of the comments that I'm sure I'm going to get online when you all decide to send them through the blog room. Don't disappoint me. Want to share with you some of the statistics on why I think marijuana is illegal. That's important, family, because as we all know, and most of the things that I talk about on the show, I like to talk about the government. And a lot of folks are stuck in the middle about why marijuana is illegal and why it's not. I'm going to put it to you like this, family. I'm hopefully going to be able to clear that up for a lot of you all, and I'm going to actually put it out there and tell you why I think it's illegal, and also give you some information as to how I'm going to support that. In other words, I'm not just going to put my opinion out there tonight, family. I'm going to put something out there, and I'm going to tell you all how you can go and disapprove of it. And I also have one big announcement about the state of Georgia and what it's trying to do about its unemployment practices. So with that being said, I want to also mention the child support issues, family. We don't want to forget about our folks out there that's dealing with child support. You can find that child support link at www.eotmradio.com. You know, and look for the link. It's going to be right to the right of the page when you go on there. And, family, I'm going to stress it to you. You know, we need signatures on that child support link. Ladies, we need you. I'm just going to be a real man about it and tell you we cannot do it without you, ladies. We need your passion. We need your love. And we also need your input and your support. So, ladies out there, we need you to encourage these men and for you ladies to also sign on a child support petition because we want to take those names and we want to make some changes. We want to just level the playing field when it comes to child support. You know, it's a harsh reality. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, a lot of us don't usually become concerned about things until it affects us. Well, it's too late at that point. Y'all, you know, it's too late. Then you're caught up. Now, with that, all of that being said, family, I want to introduce to you all my sexy new co-host. You know, y'all know her as a sassy diva. I know her as Sweet Tea. But I also know her well enough to know this. I'm going to let her get her tone when she comes on board. Y'all follow me? Sweet Tea, what's up?
Oh, boy, you always make me feel sad, y'all.
What's going on with you?
No, I just can't wait to get this show started because I am curious the stuff that you're gonna tell me tonight. You know, I got my own. You know, I got my little you know, say so and whatever you got to say, but I can't wait to hear this. Because I know, man, you talked earlier, and I'm like, I can't wait for everybody else to hear the 411, what you was giving me today, you know. So everybody out there, y'all need to get ready to air hustle because it's on the crack-a-lacking.
I think the family want to know one thing. Do you know what Mary Jane is? Do you know what Mary Jane is?
Mary Jane is we, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Okay. There you go. Do you like Mary Jane?
I used to 13 years ago.
Really? Okay. Well, you're brutally honest about it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm like the NRA when it comes to marijuana. I'm a supporter.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. But you know what? I'm going to tell you like this. And different strokes for different folks, because when I used to smoke back in the days, honey, I was like on a whole different level. It had me just like, you know how some people used to smoke weed and they be cool and laid back with it and just, you know, chilling? I wasn't like that, dog. You know how I was? I was real, real goofy. I never forget when I first started smoking weed. I had to be like in the 10th grade. Nah, true story. Yeah, let me tell you, true story. Listen to this. Okay, it was this guy that I liked at school. And so I remember, and it's funny because I'm not even trying to, this is real talk right here, because the first time I smoked weed, I was actually on top of the roof. Over my house in California, and when I first listen, and I remember when Set It Off came out. I said, "Oh my goodness, they on top of the roof like I was." So you remember in the So I'm in my friend. She you know, she was cool. I was cool in my own special way. You know, I wasn't no punk or nothing, but I never did smoke weed until I got with her. It was because I was curious. So I'm a mirror when I smoke some weed, and it's this dude that I liked or whatever at school, and he was trying to talk to me for the first time, dog, and I just got to smoking some weed. I mean, I felt so stupid because he's sitting up there, you know, giving me compliments and stuff, and I'm like this. Laughing for nothing. Listen what I'm saying. He's sitting up there giving me compliments. And flirting with me. And ain't nothing really funny about it. And I'm sitting up there laughing. And I'm like, and I'm saying to myself, I look so stupid right now. Why the heck is I'm sitting up here laughing for? And he looking at me like, what's so funny? And it wasn't really nothing funny. I was just so high. And I'm like, I'm just laughing at him for no reason. And he looking at me like, oh, no, I'm cool off her. But on the inside of my mind, I'm like this. Shut up, T. You look so stupid. But I couldn't stop laughing. And that weed had me tripping, so, you know. I used to have fun back in the day.
But wait a minute. What was the last time?
Like I said, 13 years ago.
Oh, this is 13 years ago.
I know we don't talk about a lot of stuff, but I want to touch on chronic too, because I remember the first time I smoked chronic. But we don't get to that when you're ready for me.
You're gonna touch on the chronic issue.
Right. Because I learned. You know, it's so sad because I'm proud to say my age because I still look 25. I'm 34 years old and I am still clueless with a lot of drugs that's out there. And it's sad to say, I need to really, because the only thing I ever did in my whole entire life was smoke cigarettes and smoke weed, and I hit the chronic. And after that, you know, I was just real clueless. No, for real, Don, this is real talk. I was real clueless. But you know what? I need to get on board because I have a son and a daughter now. And I don't want to be, like, dumb, street smart, and I don't know what to do or say if I find out they own some kind of drugs. Because nowadays, is off the chain. That's real talk. So I need to learn. And, you know, I really need to learn because I get my drink on, but as far as all that other stuff, I really, really don't know. I'm really clueless when it came to a lot of stuff. God blessed me in a lot of ways that I didn't catch a lot of things that I really don't know about all these diseases. Mm-hmm. I'm learning a lot of stuff, and people, like my cousins and them, be looking at me like I'm crazy, like you really didn't know. I really didn't know because I really want, like, you know, out there to know. So, you know, mm-hmm. I need to, so, we, you know, I'm ready for you.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you this, and I'm glad you said that, and I appreciate you being honest, too, because, you know, what's going on with a lot of our kids is that the parents just don't know. I mean, and you know, and just like when we were kids, we were growing up, and terminologies would change, you know, like homeboy, you tripping, or, you know, some other type of slang name. You know, parents had no clue. You know, and that came from back in the days when slaves used to have to come up with code words on how to deal and say with each other, talk to each other without the master knowing. And so that's a practice that we just kept, especially in the black community. That's why white folks are always learning from us. You know, we come up with homeboy and all those different slangs because that's something that we've had to do for generations. You know, and in my opinion, and I'm just going to put it out there, that makes me really feel like black people are some of the most ingenious folks on the face of this earth because we have the ability to overcome some things. I mean, look at the terminology. I mean, seriously. I mean, Mary Jane, that came from us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, different. There's so many different terms that are out there to describe it, mid-grade, high-grade. You know, there's so many, the chronic. I mean, you know, that's stuff that we came up with to pass it along. And I mean, and think about it. Mm-hmm. Through the generations, the street name for marijuana has changed and been altered so many different times. I mean, hell, when I decided at some point, and I'm just going to choke a little bit just in case the wrong folks are listening, when I decided at some point that I wanted to try some, excuse me, marijuana.
It's the true E. Hollywood story here.
Look, I had to ask, look, I was calling it trees. I was like, yo, man, give me some of the trees. You know, so I'm like, okay. So, you know, at the end of the day, dude, some cats from Chicago had to hit me to what was really going on with it. So, you know, hey, it changes. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, that's right, folks. Sweet T and I are going to be talking about marijuana. We're going to be talking about should it be legal and why should it or why shouldn't it. So get your pens out, family. The call-in number is going to be 668-665-6543. But in the meantime, I want to send y'all some love on this topic real quick, and we're going to come right back, and Sweet T and I are going to start. Family, don't forget, the blog room is open, so I am open for business in the blog room. Hit it, Night Rider.
Do it, baby.
All righty. Welcome back, family, to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. Yeah, we're talking about it tonight. It's marijuana. Should it be legal or should it not be legal? Me and my gorgeous co-host, Lady Sweet Tea, we're on the mic. Let me throw something at you, family. I'm going to start it right off with the statistics. We're going to take the gloves off later, but I'm going to give the statistics to you for up front. Family, did you all know that there are 14 states in our glorious union that have legalized the use of marijuana? And they claim that it's for medical reasons, you know, and I'm not going to dispute that because I'm not a doctor. But I want to give you that information because it's some startling stuff. Let's go with number one, Alaska. They cleared that law in 1998. There's a $25 car fee, and you are only allowed to be in possession of 1 ounce at any particular point in time. Either 1 ounce, six plants, and six of the plants, with the six plants, three have to be mature and three have to be immature. In other words, three fully grown plants and three developing plants. And Alaska, by the way, does not accept residency registry. It does not accept the registry from other states. That's what they're calling this registry. Number two, California. The car in California costs $66, and California allows you to be in possession of 8 ounces or 18 plants, six mature and 12 immature. Let's keep it moving. Colorado, $90 to get a car. Hawaii, $25. Maine, no cost, no charge. All you have to do is prove you're a citizen of Maine, you can get a car. Michigan, wow. Michigan is $100. Montana. Now, once they up in the mountains, happy. Montana is $25. Nevada is a whopping $150 for you to have a car, a marijuana card, a card saying that you can legally smoke marijuana. New Mexico, there's no charge. Oregon, $100 charge. Rhode Island, $75. Vermont, $50. And Washington, zero. And the state to most recently pass that law, and I'm so shocked, is New Jersey, the state of New Jersey. And guess what? New Jersey says, guess what? There is no fee. But here's the kicker. The state of Washington says that you can have in your possession 24 ounces of marijuana or 15 plants. Guess what, family? That's awesome. What you think about that, Sweet Tea?
I said
the state of Washington says that you can have 24 ounces of marijuana. Oregon and Washington are both saying 24 ounces of marijuana on your possession.
You know what, Don? I think, I think you need to pack your stuff and get ready to move out towards that way.
Hey, look, I'm way heady on that one.
Okay, now look, this is what I wanted to ask you. Okay, now right. Are you saying California is okay too to smoke weed out there and not getting in trouble for it? That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, if you have a medical card, what they call it is a medical card, but you actually medically are on a registry. If you can go to a doctor and you can convince the doctor that your condition is one that needs for you to smoke marijuana, I mean, you know, if the doctor can articulate that, I mean, I did some homework on it. I mean, you know, they've already said, look, for HIV patients, they need it so they can stimulate their hunger. Because, you know, I get the – oh, I'm sorry. You know, people get the munchies after they
– But, you know, I heard of people doing that somewhere. It was the doctor's order. But you know what? Once again, I was clueless. I was like, yeah, whatever.
Well, hold up. Let's check this out. Two states have passed laws that, although favorable, they're favorable towards marijuana, medical marijuana use. They did not legalize its use, but they've passed laws that are favorable to it. That's going to be Arizona and Maryland. Arizona in 1996 passed a provision that says it allows physicians to prescribe marijuana, but federal law prohibits physicians from prescribing Schedule I drugs. Maryland allows medical use in defense while in court. They didn't legalize it, but what they're saying is, listen, if you're sick and you got to have it, and the doctor's going to back you up on it, You can use it as a defense in court in case your ass get arrested.
No, I'm thinking now I'm finna be off a little. I'm getting offline here. I'm just thinking like a. I'm finna think like a hustler right now. Now just imagine if you knew somebody who had to smoke weed because it's a doctor order. Boy, I'm a hustler. I'll be selling all kind of stuff. And then if I get busted, I'm like, look, it was the doctor's order. That's the only reason we got all this up in here. Hey, get away with murder.
Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, look, if that's all you got to do, I'm with you on that piece. I'm not even going to lie to you. I mean, you know,
I don't
at the
want
end
you
of the day.
I'm you'll be smoking the stuff up. I'm trying to make some money.
Oh man! But you know what? Here's the deal. All right, check this out, sweet tea. Marijuana has been used as an agent for achieving euphoria since ancient times. It was described in a Chinese medical compendium, traditionally considered to date from 2737 BC. That means 2,000 years, over 2,000 years before the Common Era, before the birth of Christ and before the beginning of AD or whatever they call it, guess what? Marijuana was in use as a medical aid, okay? Now, it spread from China to India and then to North Africa, and it reached Europe at least as early as AD 500 after the Common Era. Now, a major crop in colonial North America, marijuana, nicknamed hemp. Now, has anybody ever heard of it called hemp?
No, I haven't.
You never heard of hemp? See, that's what I'm saying. The slang and the terms have changed over periods of years. It was grown as a source of fiber. Yeah, who you telling? It was grown as a source of fiber, and it was extensively cultivated during World War II when Asian sources of hemp were cut off. Okay, now, here's the thing with marijuana. Marijuana was listed in the United States from 1850 until 1842 and was prescribed for various conditions, including labor pains, nausea, rheumatism. It also was used as an intoxicant, as an intoxicant. Man, I'm so excited about this. From the 1850s until 1930s, a campaign conducted in the 1930s by the Federal Bureau of Narcotics, now the Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs, sought to portray marijuana as a powerful, addicting substance that led users in narcotics addiction. It is still considered a gateway drug by some authorities. Now, for those of you that are listening that don't know what the term gateway means that, hey, it's considered to be a starter drug. In other words, I'll start with marijuana, but I'll end up using cocaine or crack one day, which I also strongly disagree with. What you think about that, sweet tea?
So you trying to tell me this been around 2,000 years ago?
Oh, over 2,000 years.
Okay, so at the time when my mom and my dad and my grandma and them thought they did something, they was on top of the game, it been there before they even came around. So I thought I was doing something when I hit the 10th grade. So you mean to tell me this been around that long?
Listen, let me tell you something. What I'm trying to tell you is this. Our forefathers back up in the days up in the tribes when they were still talking bula bula, them folks was getting high. You know what I'm saying? They were talking bula bula, getting high.
Wow.
And, you know, and, I mean, at least from what I'm understanding up in the North African region, and also it spread up into Europe. But you know what? I'm going to tell you when it became an issue. I'm going to save that piece for last because I want the family to understand what goes into making laws and what sparks these types of things, these laws and these bills into coming into place. But, yeah, sweetie, since
you know what?
2000, over, yeah, since two, at least 2737 BC, this stuff was in use in China as I guess recreation. I don't know because I haven't spotted it. They didn't,
okay.
Back in the day, they didn't say medically. They just said recreational. So that's what I'm
saying. And you know, people, it's crazy because people love that weed.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened to the thing with, you know, back in the days, that I don't know if you remember, of course you probably remember, but they used to, not like that, nah, but they used to do. No, you know, back in the days, they used to do commercials about weed. This is your brain.
Mm-hmm.
On drugs.
They used to,
It's going to kill your brain, mm-hmm. And it's going to make you slow. You notice they don't do commercials like that no more.
Well, because you know what? I'm going to tell you something.
Seen them.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I think that what's going on with that is that the administration or the government is really starting to take a lax attitude towards the use of marijuana. I mean, and I say lax considering the fact that, you know what, they're not enforcing it as vigorously as they used to. And I think that, you know, that has a lot to do with, you know, people writing and telling their politicians, look, because, I mean, at one point, I don't remember exactly when the year was, but it was a heated debate about the use of marijuana. And I'm just going to assume there was a lot of professional people out there smoking some weed. It just felt like, you know what, I'm tired of getting, you know, caught up and going to jail and sneaking to do this stuff. So they started writing congressmen and senators. And they started, hey, they got their attention. Now, see, and I put that out there to say this. When I talk about child support laws and when I talk about all the greedy things that are going on in society, listen, family, this is a real thing. The reason why most of these states are moving and pushing towards legalizing marijuana, even if it's for medicinal use, it's still legal for somebody to carry. If you have a medical card, nobody's going to challenge you on that. Guess what? The reason why it's happening is because people are standing up and saying, you know what, let me send my senator and my congressman a letter. I say that to say this. The same way that can be changed, so can some of these child support laws. It's a matter of we just have to get up and do what we need to do to have those things done. So I hate to tie those things in, but that's the fact. What'd you say, CT?
So do you, let me ask you a question. Do you think weed can kill you?
No, I think weed can kill you. I'm sorry, I wasn't dead, but it's not about me. No, I don't think weed can kill you.
I mean, you don't think so? I mean, really, though, you really don't? I mean, because nowadays people die and you don't even, you be shot the reason why how they die. So you really honestly tell me you don't think it can kill you?
No, I don't think it can. I think, you know, I
what
think
if somebody,
weed, I think,
I'm looking at it like this at every angle. Like, what if somebody who had asthma or whatever or smoking weed and you know, because weed do stuff to different people. Like, you know, everybody have their own what's the word I'm looking for? They own
tolerance level.
Right. And
okay.
So I really feel like if it gets in the hands of the wrong person, it probably really can kill someone. I mean, you probably can handle it. You probably sucking it down like that's another one. But what about the one? Huh.
Okay, I'm gonna say this to you, sweetie. How about this? All right. How about this? And I'm not, like I said, I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to say this, okay? How about if I'm an alcoholic and I have cirrhosis of the liver. Cirrhosis of the liver is when your liver is no longer properly functioning. And I'm going to explain this to the family out there.
Okay.
When your liver is no longer functioning properly and it is at a point where it is deteriorating, because, you know, the liver is the only organ in the body that regenerates itself. Okay, you can slice a liver in half, and if you survive and you know you stay strong, the liver will regenerate itself. And every 7 years, you get a new liver. The liver regenerates itself every 7 years. Okay, now what happens is if you continue to drink alcohol and you are, you know, you already have cirrhosis of the liver, you are not only defeating what little bit of life you have left, but you're speeding up that process. So now, what about healthy people? When you drink alcohol, okay, and you don't have cirrhosis of the liver, does alcohol kill you? You follow where I'm about to go? Because what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, if you're a healthy person, of course, you know, and I'm not condoning, you know, alcohol or any of the above, but what I'm saying is, if you are already sick and you already have a condition that's existing, of course marijuana is going to kill you if it's detrimental to your condition. You follow what I'm saying? Go ahead.
But like you, I thought you was going to say what I thought you was going to say, but you didn't say it. When you healthy and far as somebody drinking alcohol, and they could be healthy as a horse, and people be dying of alcohol poisoning. So it's that's possible with weed too. You just never know with someone.
Well,
who can't handle weed. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, spaghetti, you're not a doctor. So I'm just saying.
You made a great fact. I'm gonna put something out there for you. Alcohol poisoning is a real issue. I'm gonna tell you that up front. I've never heard somebody passing away or dying from weed poisoning. Never ever. And I'm gonna say it like this. In my eyes, I think alcohol is far more detrimental to the body than weed is. Family, let me tell y'all something. Back in the 1930s, when this nation decided that they wanted to make a little bit of money under the table with with the alcohol industry. And I'm gonna tell you, they came up with the prohibition thing and said, okay, at the end of the day, we're gonna make alcohol drinking illegal. And they ratified the 18th Amendment and made it an amendment. They didn't just make it a law; they amended one of the amendments and said, hey, we don't want alcohol out here. And so for the next few years, the government, and I said it loud and clear, the government, the bootleggers, the rum runners, the Kennedys, some of these powerful families out here, the Rockefellers, all these folks out here, let me tell you something, these multi-billionaire families made a lot of money off the bootleg, off of bootlegging, okay? So what happened was the government said, hey, look, it's not working. Folks are drinking anyway. They don't really want to do anything. So we're going to have to, so they turned around and said, we're going to ratify that. We're going to do away with that law. So they ratified it, struck it down. Guess what? By that time, so many folks, the government included, made a lot of money off of that. So my scenario is this. What's wrong with weed? Weed is not that. Medically speaking, and I talked to doctors who said, you know what, listen, let me tell you something. Alcohol is far more damaging to the body than marijuana is, okay? It's far more damaging. So with that being said, I think my point is, I think they're making money off of it at this point, and that's why they want to go ahead and say, okay, let's make it illegal.
So you think I'm going to trust a doctor who want to make money off of it?
Nah, well, let me tell you something. You got a very valid point. I think that brings back the Tuskegee experiment.
Okay, look at Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, listen at you. What Michael Jackson got to do with this? Oh, my God.
I'm keeping it real.
I'm going to have to
okay,
do this on that
one. Okay, because some doctors say he'll never walk again, and he walking. So you think I'm going to trust a doctor nowadays?
Mm-hmm. Let me throw something out there for the family. Now, there's two principal causes of the dramatic level of drug addiction at the turn of the century. I'm talking about the 19th century is when the Bureau of Narcotics got together and said, you know what, we've got some addiction issues. Now, I'm going to throw something out there for y'all. Now, in the 19th century, when they decided to say, okay, we're going to take marijuana, we're going to group it with all the other drugs that are out there, cocaine, opium, and so forth and so on, this country had a major addiction problem at that point in time, and they had no idea how to deal with it. There was no research done on any of these drugs. There was no medical follow-through. There was nothing to say, hey, other than just the fact that, look, I'm tired of looking at all these people running around that's intoxicated, and I want to, we need to change that. Now, here's a startling fact for your family. Back in the day, the number one addict was white women. White women were hooked on some of everything. And this is why they came about and said, you know what, it's affecting our women. We need to change this law. Y'all got quiet on me, but that's who was addicted to things back in the day, white women. Okay? They were doing morphine. They were doing opium. I mean, I remember looking at, like, Tombstone. Folks were walking around with what they call it log milk. It was a bottle of opium that they would just crack open and just drink it like it was tea, when they had a headache.
Spray pan. Sniffing glue.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I don't think they had glue back in the day. But the point that I'm making is this, family. Once again, when the men who are traditionally have been the white men in power, when they have felt the need, they'd established laws and made changes on how they wanted society to live. So they got tired of their women, and for the most part, white men were having a good time, ignoring the women and so forth and misusing them. So women didn't even have rights back in the day. And so these women needed an outlet, and I'm just assuming that they decided to turn to those vices that they turned to, and, folks got tired of it, and they started passing these laws. And marijuana just happened to be one of those drugs that was tossed in there as detrimental to people's health. And that's how that formed. And I set that up there to say this, family, that later on in the show, I'm going to share some of the so-called medicinal purposes that marijuana can actually be used for. And I want to share some of the reasons that it's used for those things and so forth and so on as best I can. So, what you think about that, Sweet Tea?
Well, I want to touch on something now.
Go ahead.
I just want to say, as you say, family. I just want, this is real talk right here, because you really taught me something today, Don, as far as chronic. And, I was when it came to weed or chronic, I was kind of naive, because I felt like weed and chronic was like the same thing, but chronic would just give you a little more higher, like high, a little higher than weed. So basically, I never forget when I first smoked chronic. And it made me feel paranoid. It made me feel like somebody was calling me. It made me like look behind me every few minutes. The room was just spinning. I'm like, when is this going to end? And maybe like I had to throw up. It was just a scary feeling. And I'll never forget, I went in the kitchen, like I was telling you earlier today. I got a pot and a big pot, and I made me some malted meal and threw a big stick of butter up in there. And at the time, I was like, I weighed like 110. And I ate a whole pot of monster meal, and I was full like for 2 days. It felt like at least. But you taught me something today. Like it wasn't just the things they put in chronic. And I wish that somebody, you know, I would have talked to someone or learned or had a, you know, a role model around me at the time, because you just never know what could have happened to me. Because what you told me, what they put inside chronic, I was just like, wow, it blew me away that I didn't know what I was smoking. So, it just makes me just want to be a better parent. So when it comes to ladies and gentlemen,
what Sweet Tea is talking about is, you don't mind, but I'm going to share it with the audience.
Yeah, that's what I wanted you to do.
Okay, chronic, chronic. That's marijuana that's been taken and laced, and I say laced, dipped into embalming fluid. Stuff that folks put in dead bodies to preserve them, or at least some of the chemicals that go into that embalming fluid. And what it does is, again, I can only speak off of what I've had to deal with on the streets as an officer, because I at one point was a narcotics officer. Is that this stuff amplifies the effects of the marijuana? So much so. I mean, it's almost like marijuana on steroids. Takes you to the next level and then some, from what I understand, it'll get you there. So with that being said, family, let me share some more facts with y'all, family. The first criminal law at the federal level in this country to criminalize the non-medical use of drugs came in 1914, and I'm going to tell y'all, it was called the Harrison Act. And there were only three things about the Harrison Act that we need to focus on. Number one is the date. Did you hear the date? It was 1914. Some of you may have come this morning and thought that we have used the criminal law to deal with non-medical use since the beginning of the Republic or since before then. In other words, it's important for people to note that the first criminal laws to deal with drugs didn't come about until 1914. The entire experiment of using criminal sanction to deal with non-medical use of drugs really began in this country in 1914 with the Harrison Act. And the second thing about the Harrison Act was the drugs to which it applied to. Now, because it applied to almost none of the drugs that we would be concerned about today, the Harrison Act applied to opium, morphine, and its various derivatives, and the derivatives of the coca leaf, cocaine. Okay? No mention anywhere there was no mention in the Harrison Act of amphetamines, barbiturates, marijuana, hash, hallucinogenic drugs of any kind, okay? The Harrison Act applied only to opium, morphine, and its various derivatives, such as drugs that came from the coca leaf. And the third interesting thing about it is, and the most interesting thing about the Harrison Act, for you all judges from the Harrison Act, was that its structure. This law was structured, and it was very peculiar law, and it became the model for every other piece of federal legislation that followed, straight through all the way to 1969, all the way through to 1969, okay, and it was called the Harrison Tax Act. Now, it's important for family to remember that now. It's called the Harrison Tax Act. Let me tell you something. I put that out there because I need for everybody to understand one thing. In this country, in this capitalist country that we live in, when the government wants to seize opportunity to make money, they call it bills and taxes. You understand what I'm saying? And this is what it was. It became the Harrison Tax Act. In other words, they didn't just try to wipe out the use of opium and all these other things. What they did was they said, okay, we're going to tax you for it, which is a practice right now in this world that's done in several other countries. They that have decided that, you know what, we're no longer going to fight against the use of drugs. We're going to let you do what you want to do, but we're going to limit you to where you can do it at. In other words, you can do it at home, or you can go to some of these designated areas that we have where you can go and get high and go home and do what you're going to do. What you think about that, sweet tea?
I'm over here saying, who the heck is coming up with all these dogs on drugs?
all those rich white men in Congress.
I'm like saying to myself, do people really just have to be getting high? Who be coming up with all this stuff? That's crazy. I'm over here just taking myself back to the 1914. I'm trying to go way back. I'm just trying to figure out who the heck created the weed. Who started this? Do you know that?
Yeah, I'm telling you. Listen, and the folks, let me tell you how the illegalization of marijuana came about. Those people that were in Congress back in 1914 when they decided to adopt the Harrison Act. This at the time was considered to be a novel idea that they could use this as a masquerade, and the whole time they wanted to just exercise a tax on this stuff so that the government would make revenue. You follow where I'm going? So that the government would make revenue. So now, with that being said, that practice, as we know it, is still in effect today, but it's taken on a different form. And now they said outright marijuana is just straight up illegal, X, Y, and Z. And that's how that all began, family, so that those of you that want to know, look up the Harrison Act of 1914, and that information is going to be there. Family, we're going to take a brief song break, and Sweet T and I are going to come back, and we're going to chop it up some more about this Harrison Act, and we're going to put out some more details for you, family. Stick with us. We'll be right back. Right over that Night Rider.
The truth is you're going through hell, but you hide it so well. You tug on his sleeve, you beg and you plead, anything so that he won't leave. You would be like, oh well, oh well. And half of the time, you knew he was lying, said he was on his really grind. He's providing so well. And now he's out there running game on you. They're at the drop of a dime. And when he thinks you're at home with the kids on the couch watching TV all the time. If you think you're lonely now, I'm on my way. Wait until tonight. Girl, you got the kind of love that will get enough. Never get enough. It's all wait until tonight. Girl, baby. If you think you're lonely. In my back with your nerves, but you do it so well. Till we both fall asleep in your sidekick beats. Angry messages he left on yourself. You know he's gonna yell. Oh well, do you think he suspects us? Picked up on the trail. Think it's time you sit him down and tell. Cause he knows you so well. And now he's out there running game on you. They're at the drop of a dime. And when he thinks you're at home, the kids on the couch on the TV all the time. If you think you're lonely, lonely, lonely now. for the lies that you could have been honest. And for your Sandra, she thought the world was out. I've been right there.
If you think she's
out, you think she's out. Well,
for every little dream you sold her, for the night you wanted home,
so hold her.
Hey, welcome back, family, to the Don Adams Jr. Talk Show. Tonight, we're talking about marijuana. Sweet T and I chopping it up. We're trying to figure out, well, I shouldn't say we're trying to figure it out. We're trying to discuss and figure out if it's rightfully illegal or not. And before we went to our first, before we finished that first segment of family, we talked about, the 14 states in the union that have legalized it to some degree. And I'm going to put that list back out there because, I mean, y'all might be relocating because I know, Georgia ain't on that list. So, I need to do what I got to do, But anyway, sweet.
You know what, Don? I was in here thinking, I was like, man, I used to smoke weed. And look, you got me on this show talking about weed. Look, I'm thinking I'm cool again. No, I remember I used to smoke weed. Like I said, I was real goofy. But at the same time, when I smoked weed, it felt like it made me think more. And I was like, I paid attention to a lot of things of what was around me. And they said like, I was the smartest girl in class. Like, weed is happy.
So what you trying to say? Weed makes you smarter?
No, what I'm trying to say is weed is a mad game, just like a cigarette.
You say weed is a mad game? What you trying to say?
Just like a cigarette. Y'all might get paranoid. Y'all wind up start thinking like you forget what you about to say. No,
wait a minute. So now, was you paranoid when you smoked weed?
What, say that again?
Did you think that things were like under the bed coming out to get you or something? Or did you
no, not
you
that kind of crazy. I was paranoid like to the point like I was like this, dog. Like I could be with my friend. I was like that. I was like to the point like if I could be hanging out with my friends and stuff. And it made me like pay attention to a lot of I'm not trying to be funny. You probably think I'm crazy, but it felt like I heard everything. Look, it felt like I heard everything what everybody was saying. Like, I was like, do-do-do-do-do. I hear what you saying over there about me, and I know what you up to.
So, wait a minute. So it made you feel like you could hear everything that people were saying and thinking. So, let me ask you this, sweetie. I mean, was there ever a point that you felt like you were from the planet Krypton? The place that Superman comes.
You know what? It's funny because... Before you even said that, I said to myself, you making me feel like I'm Clark and somebody. Before you even said that, I was saying that to myself. I felt like going in the dark old phone booth and changing.
You said she wanted to go in the phone booth and change. You need to leave that stuff alone. Let me put the call in number out there for you folks. It's 718-664-6543. I'm going to say it again, 718-664-6543. For those of you that want to call in and give your comments or suggestions on the use of marijuana and why you think it's illegal and whether you think it should be legal. Go ahead, sweetie.
I know what you're saying about me now. I hear you. I hear you. No, this is like...
I ain't finished yet. Listen, I'm going to put some cold, hard facts out there. I'm gonna give the family the top 10 pros and cons about the use of marijuana. And, you know, physician perspectives on marijuana's medical use. I'm going to go with the pro on this one first. The evidence is overwhelming that marijuana can relieve certain types of pain. Nausea, vomiting, and other symptoms caused by such illnesses as multiple sclerosis, cancer, and AIDS, or by the harsh drug sometimes used to treat them. And it can do so with remarkable safety. Indeed, marijuana is less toxic than many of the drugs that physicians prescribe every day. Now, here's the con. Although I understand many believe marijuana is the most effective drug in combating their medical ailments, I would caution against this assumption due to the lack of consistent, repeatable scientific data available to prove marijuana's medical benefits. Based on current evidence, I believe that marijuana is a dangerous drug and that there are less dangerous medicines offering the same relief from pain and other medical symptoms. Now, both of those statements came from doctors. Now, for the one that on the left that said, hey, listen, I think it's a good idea because it's helping folks out, I'm going to give you mad kudos because I think he did his homework when he was in medical school. Now, for this idiot on the right, I'm sorry to say it, and I'm not going to put his name out there, but for him to say that there's no current evidence, you're right, there is no current evidence. He needs to go back to 2000 BC and start reading. There's a lot of reading he had to catch up. There's plenty of evidence out there that shows that this guy on the right is correct. What you think, sweetie?
Well, like I, you know, like you said earlier, I'm not a doctor. You're not a doctor.
I am a doctor, but I just didn't put it out there.
Well, you said it twice. You weren't a doctor, so don't scare me now.
But you're right. Go ahead. What you think about that, though?
That's all I'm trying to. I'm going to get to that point. And as far as what I said earlier, you know, you can't just go by what the doctors say. But at the same time, you know, if it's helping people and making them feel, you know, better for the pain, then it's, I would never want to see nobody suffer. So if it's really doing what the doctors say it's supposed to do, more power to them. That's how I feel about it, but I just don't, you know, I've been through so much, I just don't even trust really nobody.
Wow.
So,
wow.
You know, like, especially a doctor.
Wow.
I get on my knees before I take their word for it because I've seen
right
so many times.
That over here. You know, I tell you, I pass it. You look right. It's not right. I want to pass it. Pass over here, right?
Oh, wow.
All right, let's go with number two, pros and cons. The APC urges, this is a medical organization, the APC urges reviews of marijuana status as a Schedule I controlled substance and its classification into a more appropriate schedule given the scientific evidence regarding marijuana's safety and efficiency in some clinical conditions. APC strongly suggests supports exemption from federal criminal prosecution, civil liability, or professional sanctioning, such as loss of licensure or credentialing for physicians who prescribe or dispense medical marijuana in accordance with state law. Summarily, APC strongly urges protection from criminal or civil penalties for patients who use medical marijuana as permitted under state law. Here's the con. In an effort to determine whether marijuana or drugs derived from marijuana may be effective as glaucoma treatment, as a glaucoma treatment, the National Eye Institute supported research studies beginning in 1978. However, none of these studies demonstrated that marijuana or any of its components could lower the pressure. And so the family out there that doesn't understand, usually when folks are suffering from glaucoma, there's some pressure behind the eye that, you know, they back in the day they were saying marijuana would release some of the pressure as effectively as drugs already on the market. In addition, some potential serious side effects were noted, including an increased heart rate, increased blood pressure. In studies using smoked marijuana, the identification of side effects from smoked marijuana coupled with the emergence of highly effective FDA-approved medicines for glaucoma treatment have led to diminished treatment in this research era. Family, what they're trying to say is marijuana going to make your blood pressure go up or something like that. But I'm going to tell you something, family. I'm going to release some statistics to you later on that's going to say, hey, you know, I have several doctors who have said openly, and I'm going to give you the sites to go to. Listen, if you got high blood pressure, diabetes, and stuff like that, marijuana is probably a good thing. And that's what some of these doctors are saying, so I'm going to put that out there later. But they're saying it's a good thing because of the relaxing effect that it gives you and so forth and so on. I'll get into the details of that later. But what do you think about that, Sweet Tea? We got one organization saying. Yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. That's what I'm going to say. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to dare you. You can't trust them.
But you know what? The one thing that those two.
You,
you know what? The one thing that both those cons have mentioned is that there was no research. But I beg to differ because you know what? Marijuana usage, again, we put it out there, has been in play since 2737 AD. Okay? That's thousands and thousands of years before now. Okay, we're talking about at least more, you know what I'm saying, this is what, 2,000, what year are we in, 210?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about at least 4,000 years. Follow me, family? So I don't understand how there's not going to be enough evidence. Well, what it is, they don't trust the evidence that those doctors back in Egypt, back in the day, put on the map. They want to go off their own stuff. Go ahead, Sweetie.
But then at the same time, everybody's saying what the doctor said. Doctor said it's going to be okay if I smoke this, it's going to heal my pain. And I'm sitting back saying to myself, if weed is all that and it's all that great, what everybody turn the other girl up for?
Here's the number three. Here's a good one right here. The government has put its views in on it. The evidence on this subject clearly shows that marijuana has been accepted as capable of relieving the distress of great numbers of very ill people and doing so with safety under medical supervision. It would be unreasonable, arbitrary, and just plain ignorant for DEA to continue to stand between those sufferers and the benefits of this substance in light of the evidence in this record. Now, the government also turns around and says this. Smoking marijuana damages the brain, the heart, the lungs, and the immune system. It impairs learning and interferes with memory, perception, and judgment. Smoked marijuana contains cancer-causing compounds and has been implicated in a high percentage of automobile crashes and workplace accidents. Now, you know what? I can say the exact same thing about alcohol. What you think?
You know what, Doug? I'm just so confused. You know
confused?
What I'm saying?
I'm
so confused because one minute I asked you earlier, do you think marijuana could kill you? You said no. Then you said the doctor said it's good for you. It helps people in their pain. Now then you tell me another doctor saying it's on it cause heart high blood pressure, heart pain, brain cell damage. I'm just so confused. That's why I say no to drugs.
But you know what? Here's the thing, though, Sweetie. Here's the thing. What I'm getting to is this. You know, there's so much information out there on the subject of marijuana. And rather than getting out there and actually doing the research, I think what's going on up on the Capitol Hill and a lot of these legislative processes is that these folks are operating off of the age-old myth that marijuana was this and it was that and it was dangerous. When, in fact, I think history speaks for itself when you look at the usage of it, when you look at the applications of it throughout history. I mean, dating back to, again, 2737 B.C. in China and North Africa and even in Europe, when you look at the uses of it, I'm not saying that it's not out there, but I have not seen any documentation to support that marijuana causes any of the negative things that folks are saying, you know, that are making these laws to try to prevent it from being legalized. Therefore, personally, I think it's a prohibition type issue where, hey, look, if we can keep it on the rug long enough, you know, as against the law, we can lock folks up and make money off of them when we put them in jail. That's my personal opinion on it.
And my personal thing is I only hear your other side of your brain saying, oh, please, please don't find nothing like that because I don't know what I'd do without my weed. Roll one. about you. You better please. I hope you don't find none of this stuff. Oh, none of this stuff is true because what I do out my weed.
Oh man. Oh. But you know what? Then we go on. Check it out. But listen. Then we go on. It says, look, additives. They talk about the additives of marijuana. Okay. For some users, perhaps as many as 10% cannabis leads to psychological dependence. But there's scant evidence that it carries a risk of true addiction. Unlike cigarette smokers, most users do not take the drug on a daily use, usually abandoned in their 20s or in their 30s, the use of marijuana. And what I'm saying here is this, family. Imagine this. For people out there who were chronic weed smokers, marijuana smokers for a long period of time, when you decided that you didn't want to do it anymore, how easy was it for you to put it down? Now, I used to smoke cigarettes and cigars. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I quit. I let it go because I was tired of it. You know, I didn't try to destroy my body, but it was hard as hell. So how hard was it for you to quit when you were smoking weed? How hard was it, Sweet Tea?
Well, that goes back to what I said earlier. It's all a mind game to me. And a lot of people who know me or friends say I'm very strong when it comes to stuff like that. Like when I used to smoke cigarettes, I quit. I went cold turkey, no hesitation. And I remember last year, I forced myself to smoke again because I was going through something stressed out. But I shut it down. So my whole point is with weed, I didn't have to have it. It's a mind game to me. It make you feel good. It make you relax. It make you feel like serious. It make you feel like this don't take everything, all the stress away from you. But it's just making you feel like that. It's not being realistic. You can make your own self feel better. Taking care of your body, being healthy, praying to the Lord, and loving yourself. I love myself 2 months, honey. When my teeth looked like it was getting yellow, honey, I said, it's a wrap. Okay. Well, wow. It felt like I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs without breathing hard. It was a wrap because I love myself.
Was that the marijuana smoking? Or that marijuana made you do that?
But cigarettes maybe did it. Marijuana made me feel like paranoid. Like I said earlier, goofy. It just wasn't me. It wasn't in my character. I didn't have to have it. You feel what I'm saying? I didn't have to have it. It didn't control me. That's what I'm saying. It was like, okay, I don't like it. Okay, cool. I shut it down. It's a wrap.
Wow. So what you said, let me ask you this. Was it harder for you to quit the cigarettes than it was the marijuana?
Like I said, I quit cigarettes cold turkey. So I control both of them. If you really listen to me very carefully, I'm letting you know that none of them control me. I control it.
Wow, that's strong there. So I guess that's proof that, hey, it's not as addictive as folks may think it is.
And
you
know
what?
Because somebody, who was I talking to? I'm sorry, Don. Somebody, I don't know if I was at my daughter's school because I pick her up. And I don't know if I was holding a conversation with a lady up there. She was just saying it's so hard for her to quit smoking. And I was letting her know that, you know, I went cold turkey. And, yeah, it was at school. And she looked at me and said, everybody ain't strong like you. And I said, you right. I said, but I'm going to tell you what the secret is. You pick God first in your life, and you start praying, and you make a promise to the Lord, and you don't want to keep breaking that promise. Then a reality check kick in and wonder why you ain't doing good in your life because you keep breaking these promises to the Lord. I guarantee you will go cold turkey.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Let me throw something out there for you, Sweet Tea. When we talked about some of the uses of marijuana back in, 3000 BC or 27 BC. Let me give the family an idea of how complex the use of marijuana was back in the day. And I'm talking back, in 2000 BC or so. Marijuana was used back then for the easing of pain in childbirth, for relieving asthma. I'm going to say it one more time, family, for relieving asthma, okay? Epilepsy. And even improving appetite and disposition, making folks happy. At one time or another, marijuana was used to treat just about every disease in the books, including insomnia. Now, for those of you who don't know, insomnia means that you just can't sleep at night. So the doctors had you smoking so you can go to sleep. You follow me? In the United States, as many as 30 marijuana-based medicines are distributed as were distributed as recently as 1937. And when the Marijuana Tax Act closed the door on further medical use of the drug, that's when the government said, okay, we got something positive here. Now we can make some money off of it. So prior to 1937, the use of marijuana was very prevalent, not only in this country, but in most countries around the world, which is why a lot of these other countries have really slow to say we're going to make it illegal. The United States led the way on that charge big time. What you think, Sweet Tea?
I was, you know, I hear you, but I was thinking about what you said earlier, too, far as he was like, was it hard for me to quit smoking weed or smoke cigarettes? And I said no. But, I'm going to keep it real 100 all the time. And as far as I'm just, I like to get my drink on. I'm not an alcoholic or anything, but I'm just trying to figure out if I really wanted to stop drinking, could I really stop that? Because I know I like to have my wine when I take a bath and relax. I know once in a blue moon I want to have my Jack Daniels and I like to have fun. And I just ask myself, could I really stop drinking if I really wanted to stop? And I feel like, dang, then everything would be done. And then, but I'm like saying to myself, I really don't want to stop drinking. I like to, have my wine and all this stuff. But I wonder if that's a problem with me. I wonder if I really wanted to stop drinking, could I really stop drinking?
Wow. Well, you want to talk about it? Do you want to talk about it right now?
Yeah, why not? Are you high right now? Are you high?
Well, no, I've actually stopped medicating myself for the purposes of the show.
Okay. Well, yeah, then you feel what I'm saying, though, Don? It's like,
yeah, I do.
I mean, because I like to have my wine. I like to get my drink on. I love when I come and visit y'all and my sister. I like, but I wanted to drink yet. But I'm saying to myself, could I really just like, I don't want no more drinks. Could I do that? I'm wondering.
Yeah,
I'm
you
like,
can.
Ball.
But you know what, Sweet Tea, you said something earlier that I think was very profound, and I think that the listeners, I need to put some light on it. You mentioned that you had the willpower to stop whatever it was that you were doing, and I feel like this. I don't care what it is. I don't care, and I know that addiction is a word that grows. I mean, I know that addictions can become very powerful. I know that, they can rule and dictate folks' lives at one point or another. And I'm not just talking about marijuana or drugs, or other harder drugs or alcohol. But what I'm saying is I truly believe that deep, deep, deep down inside that we all have a choice to make. And I know that it's harder for some than it is for others because everybody's not as strong and are not able to tap into that. But I do believe that ultimately it's a choice that you have to make in order to decide that you will no longer want to deal with whatever your ailment is, be it alcohol, be it marijuana, be it cocaine. It doesn't matter. I think that it's a choice that you have to make, and that choice becomes your first step. Then you seek help. But something in you stood up and said, hey, body, person, enough is enough. Let me say this right here, Sweet Tea. You know what? Some of the other common medical uses of marijuana back in the day was that they used to prescribe it for headaches, for menstrual cramps for women. I'm going to say that one again, menstrual cramps for women. Doctors used to say, hey, look, smoke this blunt, and you'll be all right. Now they switched over to more serious conditions like glaucoma, which we talked about earlier, the wasting syndrome, which is associated with HIV, AIDS, which is where you basically just give up and just say, you know what, I'm not going to eat anymore because you've lost your appetite, and that's considered to be the wasting syndrome.
Right.
So, they've gotten to a point now where they say, okay, hey, it is what it is.
We didn't make you get the munchies.
Right, exactly. So, and here's the thing right here. One of the other therapeutic uses of it was for folks with multiple sclerosis. Now, I know, and Tourette syndrome. Now, I know that Knight Rider, Carla B did a show once before on Tourette syndrome, and she was telling me about that. But, yeah, they prescribed marijuana for Tourette syndrome and also for multiple sclerosis patients. What do you think about that?
Well, Don, I just want to tell you, it's always a pleasure to do a radio talk show with you, and you show me teaching me a lot of stuff. So So tonight, I just want to just take my hat off to you. You know, you be doing your research for real. But
I mean, you know, you got to do that. You got to do that. I mean, at the end of the day, you know. But I mean, what you think about the fact that they was using it for so many different purposes back in the day?
What tripped me out is that you said earlier, and you brought it back to my attention just now, as far as females who was having labor pains, and they tell them I said to myself, Dad, what they didn't pass me one when I was pushing out my son. I was smoking back then. You know? I'm like saying to myself, why they roll me up one?
Hey, you're in there, right?
I heard. But it's just really amazing that we really help a female, because you're not a female, so you wouldn't know.
Of course not.
A baby, yeah, of course. I know. I just have to let you know that we are, like, powerful here. We carry the baby, breastfeed the baby. We got so many points that a female could do. I love myself being a woman. But what I'm trying to say is.
What? Go ahead.
What I'm trying to say is labor pain is so powerful, and it hurts so bad. And you mean to tell me smoking that weed really relaxed that female for labor pain?
I'm trying to tell you that they said that, look, marijuana back in the day was used to help women ease labor pain. I'm telling you. That's right.
You know what they doing now, right? Been the big needle in your back, numbing you. Okay, what happened to what? Why they changing now? No, back in the days. No, never quit.
But you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. There's a study out that saying has any issues and other problems have there been any issues or problems linked directly to marijuana? Doctors are saying that they suspect. They know unequivocally, but they suspect that you know there are some serious illnesses that affect the respiratory system and the lungs. That can be caused or are caused by, marijuana smoke. So I don't know, I don't know if they're going to, there's anything out there to support that other than someone's opinion, but that's what's out there, too, so I want to share that with the family.
Mm-hmm. What about, I don't know if you touched around on this, what about people who have migraines? Is that good for them to smoke weed?
Yeah, I would say that it is. Don't take my prescription for it, but call your doctor. Move to California or Arizona and call your doctor and say, look, I have migraines, and get you that prescription going. That way you can go ahead and just, roll your boat.
The reason why I asked you, because you like to do your research, so I thought you touched around that area too.
Well, they said they used to treat it for headaches.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yes, ma'am.
We need to take medicine out of business, ain't it?
Yeah, listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you. I truly believe this. And I'm going to say this for our law enforcement people that are out there, too, is that I really believe this, that, if we spent more time taking the cops off the marijuana cases and the victimless crimes such as that, I truly believe, guess what, they can go out there and get more of these bad people out there that need to be taken off the streets. And I think chasing folks that smoke that stuff is a waste of time. Because at the end of the day, hey, we all know what it does and what it doesn't do. So guess what, if you want to use it, then use it. So I'm saying,
okay.
That's my opinion of it.
Let me ask you something, because I'm curious.
Okay.
I want to have a little fun with you now. But what's those little, I don't even know what you call them. It's like these little things. I see a lot of weed heads getting this. They get this little thing. It looks like oil paint on the inside. And then it do all kind of different colors. And it, like, look crazy. And you know what I'm talking about, Don?
I never heard
It looked like it's some. It looked like it's inside of some water, and then it got different colors in it, and it looked like oil paint, just like it just floating just everywhere, and it lights up. It's crazy, and all my friends who smoke weed in California have one of those. And I'm like saying to myself, is that a weed thing? Is what? And then I remember my brother who smoked weed. He got this big fish tank, and they got one. What you call those fishes that got teeth? And he's eating like what you call one of those kind? What's the name of those? It's a weed fish. No, Don. Just fish that have teeth.
Look, it's a bunch of fish that got teeth. Piranhas, you got...
All of them don't have teeth. Okay, I'm talking about a fish, not a shark. I would have said a shark. Okay? And my brother used to get high. He used to get high and sit there, and his fish tank used to be crystal clear. He used to just sit there so high and turn on. He used to watch the fish tank, and you know his favorite movie was Scarface. I used to think he was crazy. He used to get high and sit there all day and watch Scarface.
Oh my God.
I'm like,
you finally snapped.
I used to say, you finally doggone damn snapped.
Well, listen, this is what we're going to do, Sweet Tea. We're going to take another quick song break. And when we come back, family, I'm going to quickly go over that list of those 14 states that have legalized marijuana. And I tell you what, this is important. I want to tell the Georgia family that's out there, what the state of Georgia is now trying to do about your unemployment. And now some of y'all are thinking, what the hell does unemployment have to do with marijuana use? Well, stick around, and I'm going to let you know. In the meantime, let me tell you something. It's huge. They're trying to hurry and pass this. So stick with us, family. We'll be right back.
Only God can judge us. Is that right?
Only God, man.
Nobody else.
Nobody else.
All you other motherfuckers, get out of my business.
Really?
Perhaps I was blind to the facts. Stabbed in the back. I couldn't trust my own home. Just the bus dirty back. Will I succeed? Paranoid from the weed. And hocus pocus start a focus, but I can't. And in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to my future, cause my past is all behind me. Is it a crime to fight for what is mine? Everybody's gone. Tell me what's the Eastern trying. I've been trapped since birth. Cautious, cause I'm cursed. And fantasies of my family in the hurt. And they say it's the white man I severe. But it's my own kind doing all the killing here. I can't lie, ain't no love for the other side. Jealousy aside, make them wish to die. Oh my lord, tell me what I'm living for. Brothers bleed and everybody grieves, but still nobody sees. Recollect your thoughts, don't get caught up in the mix, cause the media is full of dirty tricks. Only God can judge me.
Yeah, baby.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
Can make it, got a body full of bullet holes, laying here naked till I can't breathe. Something's evil in my IV, cause every time I breathe, I think they're killing me. I'm having nightmares, homicidal fantasies. I wake up strangling, dangling my bed sheets. I call a nurse cause it hurts to reminisce. How did it come to this? I wish they didn't miss. Somebody help me, tell me where to go from here. Cause even thugs cry, but do the Lord care? Trying to remember, but it hurts. I'm walking through the cemetery, talking to the like a man, to live like a coward. There's a ghetto up in heaven, and it's ours. Black power is what we scream as we dream in a paranoid state. And our fate is a lifetime of hate. Dear mama, can you save me? And fuck peace, cause the street got our baby. We gotta eat, no more hesitation. Each and every black male trapped, and they wonder why we suicidal, running round strapped. Mr. Police, please try to beat it. It's a million motherfuckers stressing just like me. Only God can judge.
Does not kill me, can only make me stronger. For real. I don't see why everybody feels as though they gotta tell me how to live my life.
You know?
Let me live, baby. Let me live.
Pac, I feel ya. Keep serving it on the real. For instance, say a player hating Marcus out to kill ya. Would you be wrong for bucking a nigga through the pavement? He gon' get me first if I don't get him. Who start praying? Ain't no such thing as self-defense in the court of law. So judges, when we get to where we're going, we're in the cross. That's real. Got him, missed him, crept the fuck up on him. Sold a half a million cents, now everybody want him. After talking behind my back like a bitch would. telling them niggas you can say the punk, I wish you would. And be the same motherfuckers in your face that'll rush up in your place to get your safe. Knowing you on that paper chase, grass, glass, big screen and leather couch. My new shit is so pretty, I already sold the Kia ounce. Bitch, remember Tupac and Forte? Them same two brothers dodging bullets, representing the baby pop. When you was locked down, that's when I'll be around. Start climbing up the truck, so sick, but they tried to clown. That's why they ride the bandwagon, still be dragging, selling lies. Don't think I don't see you haters, I know y'all in the sky.
Guess you figure you know me, cause I'm a thug that love to hit the late night club, drinks and buns. Been living lavish like a player all day. Now I'm about to floss some ball players, sit with Forte. Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me.
That's real.
Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me.
Back to this bitch reincarnated. That's what I only meant for.
Welcome back, family. We're talking about marijuana usage. And Sweet T and I are chopping it up about the legalities of it. Should it be legal or should it not be legal? Let me ask you that question, Sweet T, before we go any further. What do you think? You think it should be legal?
First, I'm mad at you paying my baby daddy like that. I already miss him, Tupac.
You want me to turn it back on, please?
Oh, I miss him. But, I look at it like this. If it can help, as you did your research and everything, and if it can help, well, you know, help people, I feel like they should make it, you know, it is what it is. If it can help people, that's how I feel about it.
Okay. Okay, I think it should be legalized.
I mean, I already, right. I feel like you already agree on that.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you up front, I think it needs to be legalized because, I mean, you know, hey, look. I think we're all adults, and I think that if you have, I'm going to put it you like this. I don't agree with abortions, but you know what? I'm not a woman, and I don't have to lay up and have a child, but it's not my right to enforce my opinion on you women or anyone else that, you know, feels as though they want to go through that process. I feel the same way with marijuana and everything else that's out there. You can educate people and you can tell them the do's and don'ts and you can give them the good and the bad sides of things. But you know what? Ultimately, you know, I think the government is playing too much of the role of big brother or parent or however you want to look at it. I think you need to step back and let folks go ahead and make their own choices and their own decisions. And if you choose to go and be a meth freak, and no disrespect to anybody out there that is on meth, but if that's what you choose to go and do, you know, hey, let's get you a special place that you can go do it and do your thing and call it a day. And that's how I look at that, because I think it frees up the cops so that they can go after those folks that's out there raping and pillaging the neighborhood. So now with that being said, family, let me give you all the 14 states in our glorious union that have decided that they wanted to legalize the use of cannabis sativas L, a.k.a. marijuana. Alaska, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Maine, Michigan, Montana, Nevada, New Jersey was my surprise, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington. And for those of you that are just joining in, with us, again, the call number is 718-664-6543. And let me say this to you, Sweet T, I think I mentioned this before. In the state of Washington and in Oregon, you are legally allowed to have on your possession for medical use, of course, 24 ounces of marijuana. So, you know, for all you smokers out there, you know, hey, I'm just putting it out there. That's a great state to move to.
Think like a hustler.
That's it. Do you. Do you, boo.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy, Don.
Yeah,
that's really crazy. All the people who get locked up and stuff like that. You mean to tell me they freely used to do what they want out there, huh? That's some crazy stuff. But I ain't hear you say nothing about Chicago.
Chicago. Well, you know, the state of Illinois probably has it illegal. I'm just being real with you. I don't think you can go to Illinois and puff on one.
I know. I'm just curious. I'm trying to, you know, get every last angle. I got my pencil and paper out. No, I'm just over here doing my homework. But that is really crazy for people to have, you said, a license to smoke weed. So you mean to tell me, Don, they at the DMV taking pictures like, cheese, I'm going to be high every day.
You got to have your weed. That's right. You got to have your weed card with you. You got to go get go get your permit from the doctor, and you go down to, you know, wherever they give IDs and so forth and so on. It depends on how they do it in their prospective state. And some states have a fee. Like one of the states had a fee of $90 to get the card. Some states is free, and some of them is $25 and $30. So you got to pay the fee to get your card, but you can go get your card with your prescription, and then go buy you some. You know, go to your dispenser. They have legal marijuana dispensers throughout the state.
I've never heard no stuff like this. This is
sweet
crazy.
There was somebody's dispensary house in California recently was in the headlines. Their house, dispensary house, is what they call it, was broken into or burned down or something happened to it. Somebody went by and decided they wanted to go ahead and burn the place down or something along those lines. You know, but yeah, they call them dispensaries. You can go to the dispensary and get you your marijuana.
Okay,
yeah.
I know. I use it in South for California. That don't mean I know everything was going on the streets. No.
I'm just putting a hint out there for you because
all people that smoke weed. I tell you, we think we know everything. You know, just leave it alone now.
You know, you can leave it alone. Now, I'm gonna tell you, hey, but you know what? Here's the thing. All right, check this out. Now I'm gonna put this out there for folks that live in the state of Georgia. The state of Georgia is rushing, trying to hurry up and put into play a bill that says that if you are on unemployment or if you receive welfare or if you receive any type of subsidies from the government, be it welfare, be it food stamps, be it unemployment, that you must be drug tested. They're trying to pass a bill in the Georgia Senate right now. They're trying to draft and pass a bill that's going to put into law that if you are on unemployment or receiving any type of benefits financially from the government, that the government has the right to come in and say, okay, we're going to drug test you.
I don't think nothing wrong. I don't feel like nothing wrong with that. I mean, you think something wrong with that?
Oh, hell yeah, I do. Because, I mean, that's kind of like saying, okay, listen, I know you're down on your luck. You collected unemployment, so forth and so on. But we want to invade you and we want to drug test you. Because at the end of the day, what does unemployment or welfare have to do with whether or not you are out there doing your own thing?
I think a lot.
Wow.
I feel like they trying to help you. And they try to be there for you, so they don't want you to just be getting their money, and then you just going to get high with it.
Wow.
And just spending it on stuff that you don't need to be not build nothing. They get paid because some people have they got problems. So if you don't help someone, now I'm just being realistic here. If you don't help someone and you got to turn for help, I mean, that's the least you could do is get drug tested because you know, some people who get on the county, whatever, for the wrong reasons, keep having kids and all this stuff, and then they don't even take care of their kids. I've seen it happen before. The rent ain't paid. They getting high, going to get crack, whatever they want to get. I really feel like more power to them.
Wow, man. Well, you know, here's the thing with me, though, Sweet Tea. I'm looking at it like this. I mean, you know, it's kind of like, okay, these people are grown. Of course, we're going to give them that. And at the end of the day, I mean, I just feel like it's too much of an invasion. If someone does not have the ability to determine and make a good decision on what they should be doing with whatever subsidies they're getting, I think that's on them. I mean, because, you know what, here's my thing, okay? If you start with regulating that, where is it going to end? Because I'm going to tell you, you know, we've gone from marijuana being prevalently used as a medicine to now we want to stop the use of crack and cocaine and opium, because back in the day, the biggest users were white women. And this is what caught the attention of white men, was that the white women were back in the day using this stuff, and I mean, on a regular basis. And, you know, it became an issue for them. And so they decided to dress up. And in the process, they stuck marijuana in there simply because they didn't know anything about marijuana. They just put it in there, and now they have identified as a gateway drug. And my point being is, when does it stop? If we allow that to take place, the next thing we're going to listen to is, okay, well, if you're on any type of subsidy, we want you to do a drug test. But then following that, I mean, what's next? Are they going to say, hey, we're going to drug test your kids if you want to send them to school? I mean, at the end of the day.
I don't think I can tell you, Don. I take one day at a time. And then when I cross that bridge and I don't agree on something, that's when everybody needs to get together and fight for what they believe in. But so far like this, I look at it like, you know, if you need help and they trying to help you, what you got to hide? And you feel like you have something to hide, I guess you just need to keep looking for that job. Because I'm looking at it like this. It's not about how you feel. It ain't about how I feel. I'm in my mind in a child's mind, okay? You don't know how that child is raised or parents on drugs and ain't doing enough for them, and it's just easy money for them to get high with.
Wow.
So I feel like, you know, if that's the way they want to see if they drug-free, more power to them.
Wow. You know what, Sweetie? I'm going to put my dog on you. You have upset us. You have upset
us. I upset all the crackheads, all the weedheads, all the alcohol. I'm sorry.
Oh, my. Get her, girl. Get her.
You know what? I
wow.
ain't sorry. I'm not sorry.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Hey, it is what
out.
It is.
Check this out. Let me throw something out there for the family, okay? Y'all didn't think I was going to get away with giving y'all the top 10 or 15 weed users that y'all know that's famous, did you? No, hell no, not in this broadcast. Let me throw this out there for you. Check it out. Donald Howard, I think he's a musician. He's 41 years old, and he's known for having an affair with 28-year-old Meredith Van Onselen, who was a 32-year-old female, and they have a child together. But anyway, I think he's an artist, and he's a marijuana user. Here's another one that I know everyone knows. I'm just going to put his name out there. Brad Pitt. Did y'all hear that? Yes, I did say Brad Pitt.
He got his money. He ain't going in nobody line. He got his money. He could do that.
Well, but see, my wife, hold on. Here's the thing.
You better leave my husband alone, Brad Pitt.
But you know, on one hand, you sound like you're against it, but then on the other hand, you sound like you're okay with it.
No. Let me tell you. Let me correct you, sweetie.
Like I said,
if somebody is getting some free money and trying to help them, I don't see nothing wrong with them getting tested because they want to see where the money is going. But if Brad Pitt making his own money and he want to sit up there and get high, that's his business.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Because he's making his own money.
Well,
you
know what? Yeah, I got you on that piece. But here's the thing, all right? Now, on some small level, I kind of agree with you that, you know, taxpayers do have a right to know where their money's going, and I agree. But then let me ask you.
All hard-working people like you, Don.
But wait a minute. If I'm a man paying child support, which I am, and I'm paying child support, do I have the right to know where she spends every dollar that I give her?
We ain't talking about that. We're talking about people getting touched with the drug.
Now, if you want to talk about that,
I can tell. We can talk about that. But we're talking about right now people getting tested for drugs.
Well, wait a minute. It's the same principle. I mean, here's where I'm going with it, all right? Where does it end? I mean, I understand. Listen, as a father, they're taking money from me right now. I got no problem with that because that's what's required of me, okay? Now, I have had concerns in the past. Where is this money going? But do I have the right to know? Okay, and if I do have the right to know, what's going to be next? Am I then going to say, if I have the right to know what you're doing with this money, am I now going to say I have the right to tell you where you're going to spend it?
Well, you know what, I'm going? I'm going to tell you where I'm going. Well, I'm going with it is, like you said, we all need to, if you feel like something wrong with that situation when it comes to child support, we need to all set up and fight for our rights. Because right now, you don't know where, right now, let me tell you something, right now, you don't know where it's going. So don't get mad at the people who found out an idea of where their money is going. We need to figure out where your money is going now. Now, we already had a solve. We solved that problem. We need to blood test your ass. Now, let's find out a solution to cover child support. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to agree with you to some degree, but let me put the rest of this out here. Brad Pitt, Robbie Williams, Snoop Doggy Dogg, your husband.
I knew he was a real head. He don't have that at all.
Hey, here's another one I know a lot of folks didn't realize. Tommy Morrison is the boxer, the great white hope back in the day. Tommy Morrison was a former heavyweight champion boxer. He was arrested by the police and found an old pipe with marijuana residue in it. And he according to what I'm reading here, he says he told the police he was just holding it for somebody or something along those lines. So I don't know, man. Then we have on the list a rugby champion, John Axe. He was also in possession of some marijuana at one point in this time. We have Snoop Dogg, some guy in Turkish was found. I mean, Juvenile, his name is on here. We've got Natalie Portman. Her name is on here. It's just so many folks. And here's the thing, okay? Louis Armstrong, his name is in here. Bob Marley, of course we know Bob is going to be on that list. Ain't no doubt about that one. Doing that, I'm fooling you. Oh, no. Stephen King. Stephen King, his name is on here. And for what I'm assuming, that's probably why he moved all the way up to Maine. At the end of the day. But, there's some famous folks out there that are using, and that's my point, is that, with it being so prevalent, I personally think it's just a waste of time for folks to sit there and say, okay, we're going to make this illegal. I think it's just a straight waste of time. What do you think?
Well, I think I'm not surprised to all those people you name, but I am surprised when it comes to my husband, Brad Pitt.
You surprised? Wow. How about Aaron Carter?
I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Carter's on that list. And let me tell you something. You remember the girl from Marianne and the Gilligan's Island? The girl that played Marianne?
Mm-hmm.
The lady that played Marianne, her name is Dawn Wells. She got busted with cocaine February 08.
Say, you went to a whole different level, honey.
No, she got busted. She got busted in February of 08 with some weed on her. And David Faustino's pot possession, he had a pot possession charge.
I take that back with Brad Pitt. Going back and looking around how he's dressing now, he's growing out his beard, he's starting to look more and more like a groupie. So I'm not surprised that he's so weak. I don't know if when I go to the grocery store and stuff, and you know how they got they pitch in the People magazine. I'm like, why Brad Pitt looks like he's going to grow some doggone dreadlocks in a minute. So I take that back. I'm not surprised.
Look. Carlos Santana, I know a lot of y'all know who Carlos Santana is. Michael Bloomberg, yep, his name is on this list. The list is just going on and on. It's just going on and on and on and on and on and on.
Ashley Jolene ain't getting hot with her husband.
I don't know. George Washington Carver, he's on there too back in the day, George Carver.
Everything else, you don't see her. No, this.
I skipped over that, right? I'm trying to skip over that. Let me get Busta Rhymes, Willie Nelson.
Oh my goodness! I know you didn't say no Busta, but come on now. We already know
Busta
this.
Busta Rhymes with all that shit hanging off his head. Yeah, he's smoking.
I know. Please give me some names that I could be like, stop playing, Don, because these people you're throwing out, I'm not surprised at all.
You're not surprised at all.
First of all, Snoop Doggy Dogg, he representing every chance he get. Bust around. I already know he do it. All these other Brad Pitt, like I said, at first I was surprised. Then when you think about it and go back and start doing your research in your mind and going back and having flashbacks, I'm not surprised for Brad Pitt either. Name some people I want to be like, wow.
Okay, what about Paris Hilton, Janet Jackson? Janet Jackson's name is on this list.
I'm not surprised either.
Janet Jackson, come on now.
I know Janet Jackson get high.
Okay, all right. I was going to get personal with it, but I'm going to change my plans on that. You know, Knight Rider might cut my damn head off. I need my head. But no, you know, there's some folks out there that, you know, that are, you know, are famous and well-known that do marijuana. But ultimately, and again, like I said before, I just don't think it's a good idea for it to be against the law. I mean, I think it frees up the officers from having to chase, you know, those fake crooks, so to speak, and allowing them to go after the real criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And I sure hate that George is trying to attach to the
I'm sorry. I'm just laughing to myself. I'd be surprised if you would have said Oprah Winfrey.
She said Oprah. See, you know what?
You'd be like, what?
Oh, man, you went there. Steve Martin, don't try that one. But, yeah, Steve Martin's name is on that list.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I'm not surprised for him either.
But, you know, what's interesting is how other countries are dealing with deal with drug use.
Mm-hmm.
You follow where I'm going?
No, not yet. I'm getting there.
You get I think in countries like Denmark and some of these other countries, there are certain districts that you can go to if you smoke weed or whatever it is that you do, and they allow you to do what you're going to do and then go home.
Hmm. Well, you know what? And if I was a weed head and I had money like all these celebrities like Brad Pitt, I'd be flying to the places that you say was okay to smoke weed at and then go home, as you say, in my jet.
Hmm. Wow.
I'll be all outside. I'm here. It's free. We can do it here. I'll be rolling up one, walk through the neighborhood.
Let me give you a good statistic that I came across in doing this. The Netherlands, okay? The Netherlands believe this. They believe that it's much more productive for them to control the problem rather than to try to enforce laws with mixed results. So, therefore, that's just why one reason why they have set up marijuana shops in Amsterdam. They have marijuana shops set up with signs up that say, hey, speakeasy, baby, come on in and get you some with your coffee. You can smoke it with your coffee. Look at everybody. Type in the Netherlands and the drug policy. It'll come up. You see the big old sign right here with the wine glass.
Wow.
Saying, hey, come on in. Speak easy, baby. Come on in and get you some. What you call?
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I want to have that feel to sit at the table and drink some coffee or tea and get high. That's very different.
You want to know how that feels? Let me get the coffee going. How long it going to take you to get over here?
What a little dog. What a combination.
Combination coffee and weed.
Yeah. I heard people smoking a cigarette for some coffee and all that, but some weed.
I'm trying to tell you. But ultimately, you know what I'm saying? I think, you know, listen, ultimately, I think like this. You know, it's a racket, just like anything else. The government, you know, and one of the reasons why I say this is because, if you know the history on your government, then I think it would be much easier for you to understand why I'm coming at it from that angle. And being that if you know the history on all of the items and the things and the people that this government that we live in right now, currently, live under, has taxed, has sought to profit from, and has profited from, and has taxed, and made billions on top of trillions of dollars from these things. I'll give you all a hint. The slave trade, which, you know, once it became illegal to transport slaves, the United States allowed for years, centuries, decades, should I say, not centuries, but for decades, following the legalization of the slave trade, for ships to come into this country. And what they did was they taxed those folks, those landowners and those ship captains, $10 a head for every slave that stepped foot on American soil. They still taxed these people and made billions and trillions off of it. And so I set that out there to say this to you, family, that you have to understand the nature of the beast in order to know where I'm coming from with this particular aspect of it. Should it be legalized? I think so, because I think that what's happening is the government is just making a damn hell of a lot of money off of it. With that being said, Sweetie, we kind of show up for time, so go ahead and give us some final thoughts, and then I'm going to close it out for us. Go ahead.
My final thought is everybody's free to do what they want to do in this world. It's up to you when you decide to say no to drugs. So, not this point, let me stop messing with you, Doc.
Yeah, right.
I just, you know what?
You ain't slick. I know you're talking about me. It's all good. I don't care.
Well, for all the weed heads out there, I know y'all glad this show is over with. So now y'all finna make y'all a pot of coffee and roll y'all one.
Huh. Get you a pot of coffee and roll one. Oh, my God. But, you know, I'm going to say it like this, man, I'm a stickler for it. You know, this government, this country that we live in, man, you know, this is an opportunistic country. It's called capitalism at its best. And the only way I can say it is, hey, listen, by not knowing what's going on and why these folks are making these laws and putting these things into place, we have to know, we have to read, we have to understand what's going on. And more importantly, family, if we don't agree with some things, we got to get up and vote. We got to write our congressmen, write our senators. We got to let them know. Congress is getting ready for a big shakeup this year because it's election time for a lot of those clowns up there in suits. And you know what? A lot of those clowns up there that know that they're getting ready to lose their jobs, they're just saying the hell with it and they quit. Imagine that, the shakeup. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. Barack Obama showed us one thing. It's possible. It is completely possible. There's a whole lot of those folks up there that never thought they'd ever live to see a black president sitting in the Oval Office calling the shots. But they're looking at it. Mm. So that means, family, that we can make some changes. We can do what we have to do to make those changes, which is to vote and get after these senators and congressmen, because they live in a lavish lifestyle. And I'm going to throw something at y'all. If they were so concerned about child support and so concerned about the deficit and the economy being as bad as it was, every last one of those congressmen and those House representatives would take their asses up there and work for free.
Wow.
I'm sorry, did I say that they would work for free? Because I'm going to tell y'all something. They're making a pretty penny doing what they're doing. So with that being said, family, I'm going to put it out there. Next week, I'm sorry, this Friday, for all you business owners out there, call into the show Friday, because Friday I'm going to give y'all some time to shout your business out. Fridays is going to be shout your business out Fridays, okay, from now on. So you guys call in, and we'll let you shout your businesses out on Fridays. And here's the deal, family. Friday's topic, speaking of businesses, is going to be where are all the jobs? Why are all the jobs being outsourced, and what's really going on? For y'all that don't know, sometimes when you have a problem with your cell phone and you go to call customer service, you're talking to Akbuzaha over in India somewhere. And at the end of the day, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't care for that. I don't care for that, because I know there's plenty of Americans walking around right now today who don't have jobs, who are looking for jobs. You know, I was one of those people, you know, looking for a job. I had to figure out a way to become self-employed and do the things that I'm doing for myself. So with that being said, family, join us on the next show, which is this Friday, 7 p.m., same bad time, same bad channel. And I'm not going to say the EOTM stands for this. I'm just going to say that I want to put it out there, and this is just a friendly warning that I received from my boss. I want to put out there, stay focused, because there's always enlightenment, optimism, and truth and movement towards success. Because once you know better, you cannot go back. Man, that's one love, family. I'll see y'all on Friday night. Peace out.
Another day has gone, I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never. feel.